After whistling between his teeth as he eyed the company, he said in a loud, high voice, "Say, it's thick outside. You can hear the fishing boats squawking all around us. Say, wouldn't it be great if we ran down one?"
"Shut the door, Harvey," said the New Yorker. "Shut the door and stay outside. You're not wanted here."
"Who'll stop me?" he answered deliberately. "Did you pay for my passage, Mr. Martin? Guess I've as good right here as the next man."
He picked up some dice from a checkerboard and began throwing right hand against left.
"Say, gentlemen, this is deader than mud. Can't we make a game of poker between us?"
There was no answer, and he puffed his cigarette, swung his legs, and drummed on the table with rather dirty fingers. Then he pulled out a roll of bills, as if to count them.
"How's your mamma this afternoon?" a man said. "I didn't see her at lunch."
"In her stateroom, I guess. She's most always sick on the ocean. I'm going to give the stewardess $15 for looking after her. I don't go down more than I can avoid. It makes me feel mysterious to pass that butler's pantry place. Say, this is the first time I've been on the ocean."
"Oh, don't apologize, Harvey."
"Who's apologizing? This is the first time I've crossed the ocean, gentlemen, and except the first day I haven't been sick one little bit. No, sir."
He brought down his fist with a triumphant bang, wetted his finger, and went on counting the bills.
"Oh, you're a high-grade machine with the writing in plain sight," the Philadelphian yawned. "You'll blossom into a credit to your country if you don't take care."
"I know it. I'm an American, first, last, and all the time. I'll show 'em that when I strike Europe. Pff! My cig's out. I can't smoke the truck the steward sells. Any gentleman got a real Turkish cig on him?"
The chief engineer entered for a moment, red, smiling, and wet.
"Say, Mac," cried Harvey cheerfully, "how are we hitting it?" "Very much in the ordinary way," was the grave reply. "The young are as polite as ever to their elders, and their elders are e'en trying to appreciate it."
A low chuckle came from a corner. The German opened his cigar case and handed a shiny black cigar to Harvey.
"That is the proper apparatus to smoke, my young friend," he said. "You will try it, yes? Then you will be ever so happy."
Harvey lit the unlovely thing with a flourish. He felt that he was getting on in grown-up society.
"It would take more than this to keel me over," he said,
ignorant that he was lighting that terrible article, a wheeling stogie.
"That we shall presently see," said the German. "Where are we now, Mr. MacDonald?"
"Just there or thereabouts, Mr. Schaefer," said the engineer. "We'll be on the Grand Bank tonight, but in a general way of speaking, we're all among the fishing fleet now. We've shaved 3 dories and near scalped the boom off a Frenchman since noon, and that's close sailing, you may say.